Hello, good evening. Hello, my name is Josh and I'm calling from Research Associates. We're just conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Somewhat.
Somewhat interested. Thank you. And do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Not so much the buildings, the condition of the education system.
Mm-hmm. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important, thank you, sir. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
Very little.
Little confidence. Thank you, sir. If the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Vote against.
Definitely vote against.
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. First one is, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support appropriate tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving public school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
It's kind of a two-headed sword there, but probably vote against it because you don't have to trust the people that are running the system now. The mayor's office is a wreck.
That would be the first one or the second one?
First, I guess.
The second one.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, sir. All right. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public schools facilities. The first one is, learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Do you strongly influence, somewhat influence a little, or not at all influenced?
Not at all.
Thank you. And what about learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent? The same answers.
Not at all.
Not at all influenced. Thank you, sir. And what about learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. And what about that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. What about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
No, not at all.
Not at all. We're almost done. What about learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes?
Not at all.
Okay. What about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote against.
Probably vote against. Thank you, sir. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions just for statistical purposes only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school? Yes or no?
No.
No. What about a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
No. And a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
No. And not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
No.
No. Thank you. And please stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, between 18 and 30 years old, between 31 and 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61.
61. Thank you, sir. All right, now stop me when you hear the last grade you have completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, or graduate or professional school?
College grad.
High school grad.
College grad.
College grad. Thank you, sir. And the last question is, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own. Okay, thank you, sir. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.